This is Matt Wells at UN News. Well, for the 14th year in a row, the Mobile Film Festival rounded up videos from around the world to promote emerging talent and give a creative opportunity to all geographic countries and backgrounds. This year, the United Nations joined in, along with YouTube, the European Union and other partners, adding the theme #StandUpForHumanRights in a contest that gives filmmakers the opportunity to share issues of interest regarding human rights using one mobile phone and keeping the video to 1 minute long. Founder of the festival, Bruno Smadja, said asking contestants to use smartphones removes economic constraints and allows for more inclusivity. He told Cristina Silveiro of UN News why making the competition accessible had been so important ahead of the 70th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, marked on December the 10th.
The Mobile Film Festival is the very unique type of festival based on a very simple principle: one mobile, 1 minute, one film. We choose to use a mobile camera to make it accessible to anybody and to make it equal to everybody. So anybody around the planet can be part of it. And on the other side, 1 minute is the format of the film. And to write a good story in 1 minute, you have to be very creative. So on one side, we are democratical. On the other side, we are very selective.
You say you've established the festival to make filmmaking accessible and democratic. Has this formula worked? Have past editions shown results?
Yes, I think it's pretty worked because through the different editions, we had around 700 to 1,000 film every year and almost 88 countries. So it's all the five continents. And we see that from any country, every year, we can have some very, very creative and exciting films.
How do you deal with economic divides? Even if someone can have access to a phone, it may not be easy to get to the festival.
First of all, it's absolutely free for anybody to be involved. The second point is we use internet as the most accessible way today to be a candidate for such a festival. It's easy today to find the access to a smartphone. Most of the smartphones have a good camera. And more than anything, by taking away the economical constraints, we make the same competition for everybody. Somebody that can be from a very high school in the United States or in France or in Germany, and at the same time, somebody that is a self-made filmmaker in Africa, in Russia, in Asia, or anywhere in the world.
Now, this year's edition is centered on human rights, and you've partnered with the UN to mark the 70th year anniversary of the Human Rights Declaration. Can you tell us about this year's theme?
Yes, we are very proud of that. And we have the honor to be partnering with the UN and especially with the OHCHR in Geneva to celebrate one of the most important moment and date of the year, which is the 70th anniversary of the Human Rights Declaration. So we keep the same rules, one mobile, 1 minute, one film, but we have decided to add another element, which is Stand Up for Human Rights. It's the theme this year. So we ask all the filmmakers to play and to invent and to create a story around this theme.
Do you see any regional trends or do any particular themes stand out in the films that you receive this year, in the human rights that are addressed in these films?
So the largest theme treated by the filmmakers is women rights. So it can talk about harassment, about violence, about equality, about many, many different things. Then we have the migrants, which is a very important subject. We had also about kids' rights, child rights. Some beautiful films talking about forced marriage, some films about LGBT minority rights, some films were talking about liberty of press, some others about death penalty, and so many, many different subjects were approached.
You mentioned the selection of 51 films is now available on four different platforms to be viewed and shared by all. What has the response been so far?
The response has been great. First of all, we have the great chance to have YouTube as a partner, and especially in a program they have launched, which is called Creators for Change. And we're part of this program, and we're very proud of it. Until now, we reach 18 million views since the festival started.
Now, the Mobile Film Festival has three prizes. What can participating filmmakers expect?
We have launched 8 years ago a program of grants. Those grants are, their goal is to support them to produce or to write a good script. This year, we had the great chance to have international grand prize and French grand prize supported with each one with €20,000 grant from YouTube, and another grand prize for a European film, which is supported by the European Union, which is also supporting the festival.